Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Silent night, holy night.
It's Christmas Day. Welcome back to 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's my 18th consecutive live Christmas program, and I don't know how many I've done with our good friend Andrew Sherman, who's with us right now. Andrew is a great member of our Brain Trust and the author of 26 books at least, which have sold something under a billion copies across the world. You can find his books wherever books are sold. Go to Amazon, just look at the pages and pages of performance that he's made in the area of his work. Many harvesting intangible assets that's the new one, right, Andrew? Is that the new one?
The one that's doing the best, the one that everybody seems to be still talking about is called Harvesting Intangible Assets, and it's aimed at making sure that organizations of all types, companies, universities, you name it, make the most of their intangible assets to drive shareholder enterprise value.
And also, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. That's one of his, a little bit off topic for him, but very appropriate. Yeah. And people still love that one. And of course, his Bible, the Bible of intellectual property, franchising and licensing, which is, if you're interested in either one of those things, you got to have that book. Andrew, thanks again for being here, helping me celebrate, one of my Jewish friends, helping me celebrate Christmas. Andrew, when you think about this holiday season, there's Jews have a minor holiday in Hanukkah that Christians probably think is a bigger deal than you guys do. But happy Hanukkah, by the way. This just passed by, but those are two holidays. Christmas and Hanukkah are pretty much aligned pretty closely, and it kind of puts both of our faiths in the mood to look at each other maybe a little bit different and to pass a friendship sentiment. What do you think?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's interesting. Hanukkah and Christmas do fall around the same time, and so we tend to associate them together. There's gift giving tied to both, but they're actually very, very different holidays.
Right.
With Hanukkah, you're celebrating the fight of the warriors, the David against the Goliath, the fact that the oil lasted 8 days in the constant attacks that the Jews warded off. And obviously, with Christmas, you're celebrating an amazing birth. So it's not, it's just a little bit different, but, we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which are considered the high holidays, and Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur is our most serious holiday of the year. It's a day of atonement, it's a day of asking forgiveness, and it's a day of fasting, which is never fun, but an important part of the holiday.
Absolutely, and thank you for sharing that with us. When you think of when you come to this season and you sort of unfocus your eyes and think about all of this blended together, what is your state of mind this time of year?
Well, I'd like to come back to what we were talking about in the first segment. Last night I was flipping through channels looking for something to watch, and I ended up watching the movie Platoon, and I was on the air and heard the last poem that you read about the military. And if you think about the military and its dynamics, I mean, there's no better example of the importance of inclusion and tolerance and learning. I mean, you're there literally on the battle lines, yep, fighting for your life with people of very different backgrounds than you, very different cultures, and if you can't figure out how to get along, the consequences are death.
That's right.
I mean, so I think that when we think about working together, being together, enjoying each other, the military, the police, the emergency responders, the firemen, I mean, these are great examples of teamwork and the need to overcome whatever differences we have. And, as you always emphasize around this time of year and throughout your show, what a debt of gratitude we owe to
Absolutely.
All of those people. And, they're all great examples of how much we need to to appreciate one another, to work one another, to understand one another. That's what I think about.
Well, that's a beautiful thought. Thank you for that, Andrew. And as my audience knows, I have recognized all those people you mentioned in both hours, in the first half of both hours. And you know, one of the ways I think of them, Andrew, as you know, the Greeks have three words that they used to describe love: philo, eros, and agape. And when I think of the men and women that you were talking about earlier, and that I've been talking about both hours this week, or today, I should say, I think of agape, because agape love is love you give to someone you don't even know.
Right. And how
powerful is agape? I mean, and isn't the demonstration of agape, isn't that the full rejection of intolerance?
Yeah, and also, you know, going out of your way to make people feel good about themselves. I mean, to give that gift every day. You know, I think about the guys who work in our parking lot. I mean, they're typically Somalian or Ethiopian guys who come over here. I can't imagine they make much more than minimum wage. They come in every day. You know, they're 4, 5, 6 levels down from the ground. It gets very hot and very cold down there.
Yep.
And they're always smiling.
Yeah.
They're always in a good mood. And I always show my gratitude for their good mood back, because they're one of the first faces I see in the morning and one of the last faces I see at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And just, you know, the common courtesy of smiling and empathy and treating others the way you want to be treated. I know we talk about it, but do we practice it? Do we
That's
practice
the thing,
it every day?
Folks, to take away from today, not the gifts. Let's take away agape. Let's take away tolerance and do something for someone that you don't even know, as others are literally doing for you right now, and for me too. Quick break, right back with Andrew Sherman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas.
Once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.